Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. We're going to talk about the upcoming changes with the new fishing guide. Greg, how often does this fishing guide get updated?
Right. North Dakota's unique. Our fishing period is actually for a two-year period. We have a fishing, the rules called the Fishing Proclamation are changed every 2 years. Then we incorporate that into the fishing guide that the public sees. Effective April 1st of this year, that new two-year period begins. So, and for the last three, 4 months is when the biologists get together and discuss changes for the new season, if there are any changes that are needed. And we go through that, take it out to some of the public, and move forward with those changes in the new proclamation period.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of those changes. How about the archery season changes?
Right, well, first off, we didn't have, you know, for 2 years, our regulation changes are pretty insignificant. And it's been that way for a long time, too. In North Dakota, our rules don't change that often. And this for the next 2 years, that is the case. Just some of the highlights, the archery season. Again, that's only for rough fish. We had an 8-month season, and start effective April 1st of this year, we're going to an annual year-round archery season, so people can get out and go after carp, whatever, year-round. So, and it's just given a little bit more recreation opportunity, and it's a bit, you know, it's kind of a growing sport out there too, so people do take advantage of it.
Okay. Change in the dark house spearfishing since it started. We opened December 1st.
Right. And we've had requests from the public, you know, for some time, and we've really liberalized our dark house spearfishing regs over. It's been probably about 18 years now since we've had the first season. And over time, we've really, we started conservative, and we've opened things up. Another one that we're going to do effective won't be till next winter, but on the dark house spearfishing this season, in the past, it opened December 1st. Now we're going to open it up whenever people feel good enough to be on the ice. When the ice forms, you can get out there, you feel safe enough. Some years that might be the middle of November, and there's really no reason not to. You know, be careful, of course, but we're liberalizing the season a little bit that way. I should also mention we've also had requests to extend the season on the back end, and we're not doing that. We've discussed that at length, but there's no changes. We have a couple concerns. Pike tend to concentrate in spring. You get towards April, they become more vulnerable in the shallow waters. And also ice safety. End of March, you're not making ice anymore, you're losing ice. So if somebody has a hole out there, that thing can expand rapidly, and people that are out there maybe ice fishing, it's just a lot more unsafe. So at this point, we are not looking at expanding or lengthening the back end of the season.
Sure, so it'll still close March 15th.
March 15th, correct.
Okay, let's talk about another change, the transportation of white suckers.
Yeah, and this is really a minor deal, but a little bit of background. White sucker have been illegal bait to use in North Dakota now for close to 20 years, with the exception of the Red River. And they use them for the cat fishery there along the Red. There's no reason that people should be able to transport white sucker if they're illegal bait to be used in our lakes in central or western North Dakota. So moving forward, you can't even have them driving down the road, white suckers in your bait bucket. However, you still can have them if you're fishing those first tier counties or six counties that border the Red River. Nothing changes. You can do as you've done in the past.
Okay. Some paddle fish snagging changes.
Yeah, we're always tweaking the paddle fish regulations, it seems. And thankfully, we've been able to maintain the population. Again, this is above Sakakawea up at the confluence. The paddle fish, the health of the paddle fishery remains fairly strong. So we have the 1,000 fish cap. Nothing changes in that end, but we do have, there's growing concerns that it's such a congested fishery. Everybody goes there in that first couple weekends, and it's over with real quick. And there's a lot of people in a small area, and there's safety issues that have occurred up there. There's been some accidents and stuff. So what we're doing is we're knocking off 2 hours during the daily. So in the past, it closed at 9 in the evening. Now it's 7 o'clock. We added an hour in the morning, so it's 7 to 7. You have 12 hours during a paddlefish snagging day to go after that. And then we also knocked off about 10 days in the back end of the whole season. In the past, is the month of May. Now it's May 1 through May 21st. In reality, that's not going to have much of an impact because We always close the season early anyways, and you never get to the 21st of May, or seldom. So that really isn't going to impact people. But yeah, the hours that you can fish in the day, you need to be aware, you know. But otherwise, the area that you can fish, nothing else changed in the paddlefish rigs.
Okay, let's talk change in the bluegill limits.
Bluegill kind of followed the crappie. A few years back, we went to 10 and 20 daily in possession limit on the crappie. And effective April 1st, bluegill will be the same thing. So they're getting cut in half, basically. 10 fish daily, 20 in possession. And the reason being is we actually have some decent bluegill fisheries in the state, especially in the central and especially in the west, southwest part of the state. And bluegill, unlike perch, they live a little longer. So they're a little more vulnerable to harvest. So we're just trying to extend that fishery. And we really, we've had nothing but positive comments in reducing our limit on the bluegill.
Okay. How about walleye length restrictions?
Yeah, we've had it's a little bit different than most states. I guess we're actually removing some restrictions on walleye. We have a 14-inch minimum on a number of lakes in east central and southeast North Dakota. They've been in place for a number of years. We have assessed these lakes. We had a good study over the last 8 years or so, and all the different biological parameters our staff looks at. And we found that those regulations that were in place really did not serve any purpose. So we, again, it's biology driven, as it should be. And so we've dropped them, some of these lakes. Actually, we have a couple lakes that we need harvest. We need harvest of small walleye because everything's almost stunting in those lakes. So there's just more opportunity and just trying to have biology dictate what you can and can't do out there.
Okay, let's move on, Greg. How has winter kill this winter been and snow levels to increase our water levels?
Right. Well, again, statewide, coming off of last summer, we're across the board 4 to 6 feet down in our lakes in North Dakota. And so it's time to start getting concerned about a lot of the lakes. And then, what typically you'd see is you'd have a lot of winter kill when the lakes become really shallow. Thankfully, knock on wood, but again, this winter, we didn't have much snow for the most part early. So we, we lost maybe a handful of lakes, no surprises. This snow we got here in March is pretty much a statewide snow. And it is very wet snow, which, we need more of it, but they were gonna have some runoff at least, so maybe we can, because our lakes really need a drink of water, and we need some runoff, and maybe come April we'll see a little bit of increase in lake levels. But by and large, our lake, we got by another winter. So the lakes are out there still to be fished.
Sure. How is fishing going to be this spring, summer?
Yeah, that's always in North Dakota, that's about, a $400 million question. But our big three, Sakakawea, Devil's Lake, Owyhee, Missouri River, all are still in good shape. We should have another very good year of fishing out there. And they've been heavily used the last dozen years or so. Good fishing, especially for walleye. Our small lakes, perch numbers have dwindled, and you don't really summer fish for perch that much. People target walleye and to a lesser degree pike, and some of the bass lakes too. And across the board, we're still in good shape. Again, access and low water, that's a bit of a problem in some cases, but the fish are there. Whether they're going to bite, we've had this last winter was not a very good fishing winter with the decent fish population. So a lot of things come into play to make fish bite, but at least the fish are there.
Right. Again, need a new fishing license.
Right. April 1st, the new season begins. It's good for a year. You purchase your license online. That's been in place now for a couple years. And otherwise, nothing changes. The cost of fishing license is the same. 365 days, 24/7.
A lot of good information, Greg. Thank you.
You bet.
Fishing licenses for the 2018-19 season can be purchased online at the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov or at licensing vendors that are linked to the department's online licensing system. Licenses may also be purchased by calling the department's instant licensing telephone number at 800-406-6409. Anglers are reminded that new fishing licenses are required April 1st. For Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.